Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Southlake, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to begin today by saying that each of us have a prophetic destiny. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. And your decision to follow God's plan will influence more lives than you can even imagine. God created you. He chose your purpose and placed you in history to fit like the piece of a puzzle. And with God, nothing just happens. It's all planned. The Bible tells us that even before humanity was created, that it prophesied that Jesus would be crucified before the world began. See, the Bible says that God knew you before you were born. Isaiah 49 and 1 says, "The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb he called me by name." I remember my mother telling me during one conversation, she said, I was at a revival service, and the preacher, he called me out. He said, "Come up here." I was with child. You were the child. And he prayed for you. So even then, God was looking out for you. How many times has that happened to many of us? That before we were born, someone prayed for us. And I'm sure your mom was praying for you in the womb or other people. Folks, listen, it's because of God's divine plan for your life. Now, the following man's prophetic destiny illustrates the truth of what God is trying to say today. God sent this message to a man yet to be born. His name was King Cyrus. And the message was written 150 years before his birth. Now listen to what it says. This is found in Isaiah 45 and 13. God said to him, "I will raise up Cyrus to fulfill my righteous purpose, and I will guide his actions. He will restore my city and free my captive people without seeking a reward. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken it." And in chapter 48 and verse 28, God spoke to him again. He said, "Cyrus is my shepherd. He will certainly do as I say. He will command, rebuild Jerusalem. He will say, restore the temple." Now, God was looking down in the future when this was going to take place, because this had not happened yet either. Now imagine this, God sends a message to a king who had not yet been born about an incident that had not yet taken place. God looks into the future and he knows everything. And he begins to set things up to fulfill his will and his plan in history. Jerusalem and God's temple was destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, who had captured it. And God allowed it to happen because of his people. They were disobedient. But now, this whole change occurs because, according to God's prophetic calendar, he caused another nation, Persia, to come. And this king we're talking about, Cyrus, to rebuild the temple and to take back this territory for his people. Now, the book of Ezra records Cyrus's response to God and his prophetic purpose. This is very interesting. In Ezra chapter 1 and verse 1, listen to what it says. "And in the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord fulfilled the prophecy that he had given to him through Jeremiah." The first year he became king, he was aware of what God had said. He read the letter God had sent him. And the first year, He said, Lord, I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do. The Bible says he stirred the heart of Cyrus to put this proclamation in writing and to send it throughout all his kingdom. It says, this is what King Cyrus of Persia says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a temple at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Any of you who are of his people may go to Jerusalem in Judah to rebuild the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives in Jerusalem. And then he says, and may the God, may your God be with you. Folks, this is amazing stuff. Because it illustrates that you have been given a prophetic purpose to serve as well. This is not just an isolated incident. You can go through the Bible and it talks about how God spoke to people about the coming of a child and the purpose that they would have. Now, I want to give you some steps to fulfill your divine purpose to serve, because we all have been given a purpose, and that purpose is to serve. So number one, the first thing you must realize is that God established a plan for your life. It was established long before your birth, and what you do matters. Now, I had mentioned to you earlier today, before preaching this sermon, that we really need the Holy Spirit to give us divine revelation about the things that have to do with the scriptures, because when the Word of God penetrates into your heart with divine wisdom and understanding, it changes your life, changes your perspective about life, it changes many times even your direction and how you will make decisions. The first thing that you have to realize is that God established a plan for your life long before your birth, and what you do does matter. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans. They are plans. And they are plans for peace and not disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. Now listen to what some of these words and phrases mean. Plans for peace means favor. God planned favor for your life. God planned good health for your life. God planned prosperity and success for your life. And then he said, not for disaster. Not for evil, that is, not for grief, not for hurt and harm to come into your life. That's not a part of God's plan for your life. And even though we encounter these things, we need to understand it's not a part of God's plan. Now, God will make everything work out together for your good. But you need to understand that you have an enemy, and his name is the devil. See, the Bible tells us that our enemy, the devil, is roaming to and fro looking for people he can devour, swallow whole, people he can destroy their lives. Jesus said about the devil, he attacks us, he steals from us, he comes to kill us, he comes to destroy us. But God comes to deliver us. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundantly. See, don't confuse the two. Many times when things go wrong, people are so quick to blame God. I can imagine God saying, so what did I do now? What did I do? What did I do? Well, this happened and this happened and this happened. God did not do it. The devil did it. I remember one message I was preparing not too long ago, and the Lord said, would you please tell the people I'm not doing bad things to them? You tell them to stop accusing me. I'm getting pretty upset about that. So I don't suggest you talk bad about God. I really don't. Because God is a good God. God is not the one who's punishing you. God is not the one making ugly things happen to your life. God is not the one Oh, don't let me even get there, Holy Spirit. Come on, help me, please. I'm talking to you and he's talking to me. I'll say that later on. You know, God wants you to know that he loves you. You know, I just read to you, he says that my plans for you are for peace. Plans to give you favor, good health, prosperity, success. That's God's plan. So when good things happen, you need to say, thank you, Lord, this was God's plan. When negative things happen, you need to say, oh, this is nothing but the devil. This is nothing but the devil. He's at it again. You need to put what's going on in your life in the right camp, because that's the only way you can really address it then. See, you've got to come against the enemy. You've got to say, you cannot come against me like this, devil. I've got authority over you. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the authority of that name, he said that I could cast out evil spirits. And this is nothing but an evil spirit trying to take over my home, take over my family, take over my children, take over my relationship. Devil, you're a liar. You can't do it in Jesus' name. And the Bible says that we're wrestling. We are wrestling, not with flesh and blood. So stop telling your spouse off. Stop telling people off. And start telling the devil off. Devil, you can't bring dissension in this home. Devil, you can't bring dissension on my job. Devil, you can't bring dissension between me and my children. The blood of Jesus is against you. I bind you and I cast you out. Jesus said, I could do it. Jesus said, those who believe in the authority of my name will cast out devils. Folks, how many of you know the devil wants to live with you? You probably don't think about it, that spirits can actually walk through walls. They really do exist. There is a spirit realm that actually exists, and there is an evil spirit power that is against you. You got to realize that, because you've got to push back. You've got to rebuke it. You've got to say, oh, no, this is not going to happen. Some of the sicknesses that you have in your body, it's because an evil spirit has attacked you. And you've got to say, oh, no, 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 I don't receive this in Jesus' name. What the devil will try to do is he'll try to bring something in your life and have you actually confirm it. Well, how do you feel today? Well, I got this pain right here. And all of a sudden it gets worse. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It got worse because you just complained. You just complained and you confirmed it. When you should have said, all is well. In Jesus' name, I rebuke this attack on my body. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to teach you how to talk right. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. We're talking about our prophetic future, our prophetic purpose. And you've got to know you're going to come up against the enemy. Because he knows how it works. He understands you were born to do something important for God. And if he can confuse you about your purpose and your destiny, then he knows a lot of people can be hurt. Because it matters whether or not you really obey God about your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible says that the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue each time. That verse sounds like this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Aren't you glad that God delivers us out of all troubles? Somebody say amen. Give God a hand of praise. He delivers us out of all trouble. You know, in that same portion of scripture in Jeremiah 29 and 12, it says God's plan is to give you a future filled with hope. Now, I love this, what this actually means. It means your future will contain the things you long for. God is going to give you a future that contains the things you are longing for. Somebody say amen. Now, receiving the life that God has planned for you, though, requires the following. You've got to follow His Word. You've got to follow the Holy Spirit. And you've got to follow Him. You've got to obey Him. Now, number two, the prerequisite for knowing God and His purpose and direction for your life is you must accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. You just have to do it. That's a part of God's plan. Jesus Christ is not just another religious leader. He's not just another religious founder. No, He is the Son of God. He is the creator of the universe. He's the creator of the natural realm and the spirit realm as well. In Colossians chapter 1 and 15, it says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is above all things, and in Him all things consist. Jesus Christ is an authority over everything. Now, it's interesting because even while on earth, the events that happened in Jesus' life proved to people that He was the Son of God. In fact, God said that Jesus was His Son at least two times, one during baptism and another time on the Mount of Transfiguration. How many of you know about the Mount of Transfiguration? Let me see your hand. You know about that. Okay, that's almost everybody. But for those who don't and may not be aware, I need to read the story to you. In Mark chapter 9 and 2, the Bible says, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. They were His inner circle. And He led them to a high mountain to be alone. And as the men were watching, Jesus went off to pray, the Bible says. And all of a sudden, His appearance was transformed. And His clothes began to become dazzling white, far whiter than any earthly color could have ever made them. And all of a sudden, Elijah and Moses appeared and began talking with Jesus of His decease that would take place in Jerusalem. So now, you know, these guys, you can imagine, they were just going with Jesus like they would go many times. They went up high on a mountain, probably out of breath now. I don't know why He leads us up on top of mountains like this. We're not as young as we used to be. All of a sudden, someone says, am I seeing something? Am I really seeing this? Jesus' clothes become dazzling white. And it gets white, and He starts shining like the sun. And they're like, are we really seeing this? Is this really happening? And just as they begin to rub their eyes, they look again, and they see Elijah and Moses standing with Jesus. Now, this was not the type of trip they thought they were going on. They were in amazement. They didn't know what to say and what to do. So Peter, you know Peter, he's the one who always put his foot in his mouth. He was the first one to do anything. I mean, he'd put his mouth in gear before he knew what he was talking about. And Peter said, Rabbi, it's wonderful for us to be here. Now, Jesus is talking to Moses and Elijah. And Peter says, oh. It's a wonderful thing that you brought us here. Let's make three churches, three tabernacles as memorials for this occasion right here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Nobody's going to believe we actually saw this, boys. That's why we need to build something. Because no one's going to even believe that this really happened. The Bible says he said this because he didn't really know what else to say. Sounds like Peter. Didn't know what else to say, for he was terrified. You know, some people, when they're afraid, they just keep talking. Peter was like that. Now, this is the part that I want you to hear, though. Then a cloud overshadowed them. All of a sudden, a cloud comes down from heaven. It's not enough that Jesus is dazzling in his clothing and he changes in his appearance. And Moses is standing on one side and Elijah's on the other side. And we're actually seeing this. All of a sudden, we look up and this big cloud starts coming down from heaven. Now what? The Bible says, and a voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my dearly beloved son. Would you listen to him?" And suddenly, when they looked around, Moses and Elijah were gone, and Jesus was the only one standing there. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine having an experience like that? Jesus said, "Now don't talk about it until I go to the cross, and I rise from the dead." Because, well, number one, people may not believe you. But secondly, I have to go to the cross. Now, God tells us in his word that Jesus was sent to save us from our sins. In Romans 5 and 12, it says, "When Adam sinned, sin entered into the world, and Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned." So we were all born sinners. We had no choice. If you were born, you are born a sinner. And sin's disobedience leads to eternal death. So God sent Jesus to be our sacrifice so that we could have forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. In Romans chapter 6 and 23, it says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." I'm talking about divine direction. I'm talking about prophetic purpose. And I'm telling you today, a part of your prophetic purpose is to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And he is God. And he will help you to fulfill your purpose in life. You can't do it without accepting Jesus because of the sin problem. We were all born in sin. Jesus came to deliver us all from our sins. And anyone can accept him and be saved. It's not an exclusive club, salvation. Aren't you glad about it? In John 3 and 16, it says, "God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. And Jesus came to save us, and Jesus was sent to make us children of God. In the Garden of Eden, because of sin, the relationship between God and man became severed because sin took over, disobedience took over. Jesus came to reinstate us as the children of God. In fact, it says in John 1 and 12, "To all who believe in him and accept him, Jesus gives the right to become the children of God. And since we are his children, we are heirs." In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Now, through Jesus Christ, we become partakers of God's divine nature, which includes understanding his direction and power to fulfill our purpose in life.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of today's message is Your Prophetic Purpose, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, "As a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God." Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day,
We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.